This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. Off to New South Wales, Jeremy Zakas. High summer. Down under, Australia, and we look at the climate because you will recall for more than a year now, there have been repeated mentions of, we've never seen this. This is unprecedented. This is more rain. This is more flooding than we can remember. And now we come to high summer and the question of heat entered into the conversation. And now it looks normal suddenly. Thunderstorms. Summer thunderstorms. Jeremy, a very good day to you. What is it right now in Sydney, and how has it been this last week? Good day.
G'day, John. Well, right now I can tell you it is humid, it is warm, but it is not hot. It's looking like it's about to rain again. We've had some rain earlier this morning and thunderstorms overnight. But it is not hot. You might remember this time last week, we were talking about 40 degrees Celsius. We're talking, which is 100 degrees Fahrenheit plus, expecting to be sweltering in dry, dry heat. But right now, John, I can tell you that Sydney is actually in a humid, warm, wet cycle, which is a little bit closer to normalcy because this time of year around Sydney, we do tend to get those summer thunderstorms. But again, it's showing you the weather patterns are so strange here that nobody predicted we were going to be talking about this today.
And the reason we're paying attention, of course, is because this is the third year of La Nina. And on and off these last weeks, your meteorologists have indicated La Nina is going to end, or La Nina has one more patch, or perhaps La Nina is leaving us permanently until the next cycle. Do they have any comment now?
Well, right now, John, that rhetoric has really slowed down. So our meteorologists have stopped saying that La Nina is ending or it's about to end soon. And what's really coming out now is that La Nina is here. There could be a fourth term of La Nina, but also the ending of La Nina, as they now characterize it, is going to be very slow, which I guess gives them a little bit of wiggle room in their forecast to say that, you know, if we still have La Nina this time next year, this is just the slowdown of La Nina. But it's interesting that the rhetoric has really gone backwards now from saying, you know, we're about to see it end, we're about to see it go away, to, you know what, this cycle may just continue for a little bit longer.
Let's go to the beach, Jeremy. You're not at the beach right now. I understand there are thunderstorms and overcast, but I'm looking at a photograph of Sydney's sunshine. So there have been very good summer days. People have been at the beach enjoying the surf and the sun. Is that all correct?
That is correct. And there have been days in between. And this is what makes it, I guess, a bit of a teaser for us here in Australia, because firstly, a Sydney summer is normally you have lots and lots of sunny days across December, the early part of January. Then you kind of get into the storm cycle about now. But what has been happening is you get very heavy rain, storms all through December, early January, but you just get a couple of days in the middle there where it's bright and sunny. And I mean, when I talk bright and sunny, it's perfect summer weather. So it's exactly like we're used to on a mass scale. But this time, we just don't know where they'll start. So there are still those photographs of Bondi, of Manly Beach, of people getting out, people able to go swimming on those days. But the funny thing is, you really can't plan ahead at the moment, certainly not with the forecast being so difficult to trust. You really just have to wait and see what the weather looks like when you wake up in the morning to try and guess whether you can, you know, get down to the beach.
I have good news, but it's requiring Jeremy to interpret it. There's a bountiful lychee season from Queensland. There are lychee everywhere. There's plenty. And you ask yourself, what is he talking about? I didn't know when I read this headline. Jeremy, what the heck is a lychee?
Oh, John, the lychee, you've really got to try them. They're basically this very small fruit. So imagine probably only about 1.5 inches in diameter. They're kind of the color of a strawberry, But inside they're made up of a very white, fleshy kind of fruit, which is very, very sweet. It's very succulent and moist. And then it's got a seed in the middle as well. And basically, the lychees themselves in their natural environment are very nice. You can basically suck on them. You can chew on them as long as you don't swallow the seed because they're large. So they're beautiful by themselves, but what they're used in is lychee drinks, is like bubble teas, is alcoholic drinks and all these beautiful beverages, and also garnishes for cooking. And the thing is here, John, we grow up on these in Australia because we have this fantastic state of Queensland just to the northeast of Australia, which is just perfect tropical conditions that grow the lychee. And the great news is that while La Nina has been terrible for everything else, the lychees are booming because of it. You've had this unseasonal length of humidity and hot weather with very hot moisture in the air that allows the lychees to continue growing.
Yes, this is Crystal and Paul Caton, owners of a lychee farm. And they process more than 120 tons of the fruit. It looks like a strawberry from the distance. Since December at their 5,000-tree orchard, 30 kilometers northwest of Rockhampton. The quote from Ms. Caton: "This year, we've had the greatest season that we could have asked for in the last 7 years of owning our orchard. This really expands our market, having a number of varieties that have all produced really well this year." Okay, lychees in Australia. That makes sense because I look up lychees and they're all around, Indonesia to South Africa, all around the rim of the Indo-Pacific. But they're not here in New York, Jeremy. Are you sending lychees to New York? Because we're always ready for an exotic fruit.
The good news is, John, yes, we are. There is an export market to the US being developed as we speak for the Queensland lychee. I believe it has been in process for a while now so that you can get lychees there in the United States if you really look for them. But with this bumper crop and certainly with the forecast that we're going to see, at least the warmer temperatures needed for the lychees in the conceivable future, there is certainly going to be more lychees heading over there to the US. So, John, hopefully very soon you too can enjoy, you know, a nice lychee, either a nice lychee tea or a nice lychee beverage, or just like I said, by themselves, just take them straight out of the packet and you can just eat them.
All right. So you put lychee into the tea, or you make tea out of lychees, and I can see how you would float them on the top of an alcoholic drink. I can understand that. Or you could eat them just as if they were strawberries. Do you put sugar on them? How do you eat them? Do you put cream on them? What is your custom?
Well, you actually can use cream, but sugar is not really needed because they are quite a sweet fruit. And the lychee tea, and how I've seen it done, is two ways. Firstly, the cooler, so the iced tea is virtually, the lychees are in a tea type of concoction anyway, and the natural, I guess, sugariness comes out in the tea. Or they can actually be juiced as well. So you actually get the lychee juice, which forms a kind of a syrup that forms part of the tea or the drink. So there's many ways you can have them. But I guess if you've never had a lychee before, you probably don't want to start by putting sugar on because they are very sweet. They are very, very sweet to the taste.
All right. This is a lychee heads up. If you find lychees in the grocery store, Jeremy says cream on them, or you can eat them straight up. You can pick them straight up and eat them like a strawberry, but they don't need to be sweetened. They're plenty sweet. We're headed to the reptile report now. This is a warning. This is going to be a straight reptile report. It's for those who are planning to go to Australia and who momentarily forget that everything in Australia is exotic and will try to kill you. Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious to buy chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Season's greetings to you all.